So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hope you're well today. We are live. So slightly different today. So we call this the Business Growth and Marketing Domination Show. So we're going to rebrand it and call it that. So we go live every Monday. And if you're in the Facebook group, then you're going to get this live every Monday. And if you're not in the Facebook group, then come and join the Mastermind group. It's not going to cost you anything. You get to ask questions and that kind of thing whilst I go live. It'd be great to have you in the group and, you know, contributing and helping others and all that kind of thing. So we've got three new shows basically lined up now. And this is the plan going forwards. We've decided. And if you're watching, by the way, please come and say hello. Give me your name. Let me know who you are, where you're from. What's your name? Where you're from? Thank you very much. So if you can let me know that. So the three shows that we've got are the Business Growth and Marketing Domination Show, the Property Cash Flow Show, which is on a Wednesday, and then the Mindset and Hustle Show, which includes weekly wins as well, on a Friday. So we just decided to kind of brand these up a little bit because we thought that would be quite nice, frankly. Who is we? You realise you're sitting alone, right? Yes. Oh, my gosh, I am. Hey, how you doing? Hope you're well. I always say we. I can't help it. It's just something I've always said. But if you've got a question, please put it in there because there's a good chance we will answer it for you. If you've got a question, I'm more than happy to do that. So business growth and marketing domination. And I was just thinking, I've just been out to the vets. The dog's not well, so we've got to take the dog to the vet. And then coming home, I was thinking about how marketing's changed and how business has just completely changed. You know, woke up this morning and Mothercare sounds like it's about to go into administration. Yet another major high street is yet again going into administration. And of course, what's changed in Mothercare over the last 20 years? Nothing. Nothing at all has changed in Mothercare in the last 20 years. So we got a five-year-old now and my eldest is 14. So in the last 10 years, we know for a fact that not much has changed in that time period because I've been in. I've not been in recently, but I've been in 5 years ago. Nothing's changed. And if you're not changing your business up, nothing's going to improve for you. It's like we're in this internet age where you go in to a shop and you're looking at the laptop and then you get your app, your phone, and you go to Amazon and you find out how much it is and you go, oh, wow, it's 200. This is for people who can't see very well, by the way. Look at the phones like that. I find I'm that age now where you're looking at and squinting at your phone. But you go, oh, wow, that laptop's £300 cheaper on Amazon. And then you literally buy it in the shop, but not from the shop. You're buying it off Amazon or you can even download apps with a barcode. So you literally scan the barcode and it'll tell you where the cheapest place for you to buy that is. And so with, you know, shops and retail and high street and footfall, all of that is completely different than how it used to be just 5 years ago. And what we're seeing right now is a difference in the way that it's working. Now, there's a couple of people that are doing very well from this, of course, people like Mike Ashley of Sports Direct fame. But he's, you know, he's the way that he does it. First of all, he's got economies of scale. So he pulls all these different places together. So if he's running John Lewis's, for example, he'll pull Sports Direct and he'll put that in John Lewis's. And then he'll pull one of his other businesses and he'll put that in a different section of Lewis's. So he's got certain economies of scale going on right there. That's the first thing that he'll do. The second thing that he does is he brings his prices right down. And obviously we know that he pays people not a lot of money. And I know lots of people complain at that as well, by the way, but what would you prefer? 120,000 people unemployed or 120,000 people at least with some job? I do get that prices are going up and rents are definitely going up. That's the government's fault if you understand Section 24 and universal credit and how all that's worked. But he brings his prices really down, really low. This is why if you're working in a Mike Ashley store, that's a consequence of not being skilled enough. You know, society will pay you to the value that you bring. I get paid based on the value that I bring to society as well. Morning, Johnny. Hope you're well. Good to see you on there. Thank you very much for commenting. I always appreciate that. So where was that? So with Mike Ashley, so he brings prices right down. And, you know, you can say that's bad, you can say that's good, but those people who say it's bad are the same people who say Amazon not paying tax is bad and Starbucks not paying tax is bad and Google not paying tax is bad. And then shopping at Amazon, buying coffee from Starbucks and using Google to search. It's hypocritical. If you are one of those people, what's going on? You're just a hypocrite. And that's all right to be a hypocrite. If that's what you want to be, that's okay. But don't kind of shove it under the carpet as though you're not, because you are. I'm an entrepreneur, and if I can pay as little tax as I can, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. So with the way that businesses are running now, however, in retail, you've got to shift that stuff up. You're going to have to start putting different stuff into your shop. You could put a basketball court in. I was in New York last year, I think, or this year. I forget, all those into one. And I went into the Nike store, I think it was, and they had a basketball court there. And not only did they have a basketball court, but they actually had cameras all the way around that could check what your form looked like, what your gait looked like, all of that kind of thing. I thought that was really powerful. And definitely a way to stand out. So that was very good. But this is the point, right? You're supposed to stand out. Mothercare is not standing out. How's Mothercare standing out? In mine in Leeds, we've got a big tree that we've had for about 20 years, and you can press the buttons and it makes noises, and that is it. How about a kiddies' play area? How about a place where dads can go and watch the kids play on the climbing frames? What about, you know, putting some sport on TV for, because I know Mothercare is coordinated for females, but what do females do? They take their husbands with them, or partners with them, or they need something. Then we've got the kids, and then they can't shop properly because they've got the kids tagging on them, if it's second or third child. So you've got to adapt and you've got to change this up. What if you've not got a retail business? What are you going to do? Well, if you've not got a retail business and you're running an online business such as this, oh, well, Dan, how can I get my message out? Well, exactly like this. How do you think I'm getting my message out? We've got podcasts. It's Monday. Podcast went out this morning. Hey, I don't even know which podcast it is because it's all automated and it's all done. And I'm just going to have a quick look. But the podcast that went out this morning, previously published, was recorded a week or two ago. Why shareholders are the equivalent of workers in public companies. That went out. And if I look at the stats, we've already had hundreds of downloads on that podcast, which is really cool. So we know that you can do that. How do you get your message out? You go live on Facebook, you go live on Twitter, you go live on Instagram, LinkedIn, although it's an application process. But you have to change the way in which you're running business. And people go, oh, well, I don't want to brag and I don't want to put myself out there. Well, how are you going to close business? How are people going to know that you actually exist? And this is really what it's about, is people knowing you exist. Think of the last thing that you bought. Like the mug. Let's take the mug. So I bought this. I bought it from Disney. I was watching Marvel. Marvel had just come out. And I thought, I saw a Thor mug. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have one of those. But if it hadn't have been for Thor in the Marvel films, it's just a square mug. I might have seen it and thought, wow, that's cool. But the fact it's a Thor mug, that's what sells it, right? Let's take another really good example. Let's take paracetamol or other drugs that you buy in supermarket. Not coke and cocaine, not that kind of stuff, but other drugs like, you know, let's say hay fever tablets. So I go into Boots and I look at hay fever tablets and I pick up one packet and I go, my goodness, I'm not paying that. And then I go to Tesco's, or might even be in Tesco's, pick up the same one that's like £4, or I can pick up Tesco's own brand that's £1.20. And I go to the thing that's actually, you know, the agent that's actually working inside of that drug. And it's the same thing. The caffeine and the paracetamol for nighttime simply is paracetamol without caffeine. And paracetamol for daytime, these are the day-night things, simply have caffeine in them. That's the difference. It's bizarre. But you can get Beecham's, and that's one price, or you can get Tesco's, and it's half a price. Well, I'll go for half a price. I had a Snickers bar a couple of days ago, and I bought some Snickers, and I bought the supermarket zone. I thought, you know what, I'm going to test these. I can't help myself, you know. And I was fasting and all that kind of thing, but I was on a cheat kind of couple of hours, so I can eat whatever I want. So I had a fake Snickers, and you know what? It tasted exactly the same as a Snickers, same size, same experience, no difference, right? So most people, however, they will buy the Snickers. And why do they buy the Snickers? Well, it's got Snickers on it. Coca-Cola. I was brought up on Roller Cola. Do you remember the big 5-litre bottle of cola that you used to get? So my nan, My grandma, she never had any money, okay? So when we go and stay there at weekends, she couldn't afford Coca-Cola, so she'd buy a big 5-litre bottle of, I mean, obviously now, by the way, we're like 9 and 10. Now, of course, you'd fall over, wouldn't you, about that kind of thing. just the sugar content alone, you know, it's just dreadful. Now I'm fasting and I understand all this, how insulin works and all this weight loss stuff works much, much better than I used to. But that's what we used to do. And I grew up on cheap Coke. I mean, I drink Coca-Cola now, but it took me a long time to wean off cheap Coke and get onto the good stuff, the expensive stuff, Coca-Cola. But my wife now, she just drunk Coca-Cola all the way through. And so it was her that's really pushed me back onto Coca-Cola instead of the cheap stuff. But I'm more than happy drinking the cheap stuff because it's what I was used to. But it's all these adverts on TV, drink Coke, drink Coke, drink Coke. There's no sales funnel in any of that. And so this is one of the ways in which the business has changed. Sales funnels were huge 2 years ago, sales funnels. And yet, don't get me wrong, we still need sales funnels. But sales funnels are not the be-all, end-all. You need a sales funnel. There's no point in driving attention unless you've got a sales funnel of some kind so you know where your clients are going to go, right? But you can still close a lot of business without a sales funnel. But you can't close business with a sales funnel and zero traffic. And that's right there's the point that I'm getting to. You can't close business with a great sales funnel but zero traffic. You've got to have traffic. You can call it footfall if you want, if you're in retail. And when you've got traffic, you've got to get its attention. And in mother care, the attention is how long do people stay in a shop? Because I bet they never timed that. And the longer you can keep someone in a shop, the better that's going to be. The longer that we can keep attention for, the longer that people listen to our podcasts and watch our YouTube videos and download our podcast, the better that's going to be. The longer that people stay on our website and the more pages that they click on, the more they're investigating who we are. They might come back in 3 to 6 months or 3 to 6 weeks or 3 to 6 days or 3 to 6 hours and hit that buy button. And so attention is the currency in which we use it right now. And so what is the currency that you've got? And I guarantee it's nowhere near enough attention. And people go, but Dan, I do a Facebook Live and I get 2 people on it. Great. Well done. Congratulations. Yeah, but 2 people's not enough. I'm going to stop doing it. It's like, how long have you been doing it? A month. A month. Goodness me. You don't get anything fixed in a month. You can't lose 4 stone in a month. You can't grow a business empire in a month. What makes you think you can, you know, suddenly, well, I switch on and I go live. I've got 200 friends on Facebook and I only get 2 people watching it. Or, yeah, we've got 3,500 people on Facebook. We get maybe 4 or 5 people sometimes watching it. Sometimes it's 10 or 15, and sometimes it's 1. It's irrelevant. It just doesn't matter. You've got to keep pushing out and pushing out and pushing out. As Grant Cardone and Gary Vee said, it took them like 6 to 10 years. If you go back right to the very start of Grant Cardone's YouTube channel, it took him 6 to 10 years to put out content. Now, of course, he puts out 3 shows every single week, and he's selling out, you know, baseball stadiums. Not very well, I might add, because you couldn't hear anything because of the echo. Luckily, I didn't pay for that one. But he's selling this stuff out, and it's attention. This is the name of the game. Attention will garner where you go in your business, how successful your business is, what the income is going to be on your business. It's attention that's going to do all that. Attention will put food on the table, will allow you to save up for a deposit on your next buy-to-let. It's attention, attention, attention. If you go live 5 times a day, every single day for the next 6 months, I guarantee you're going to have more attention. But there's work that has to go into that. You know, you've got to plan. What are you going to plan? We've got a download. I'll try and find it. I'll stick it in the group. And I'll put it on the, I'll stick it in the groups because if you want it, you should come and join us in the Facebook group, which is daniellatter.co.uk/mastermind. It'll take you straight there. So come and join us in the group. But you can download it. It's got like 52 different topics that you can talk about. Just do that for the next, if you do it 10 days, 5 days a week, 30, 50, and see how that goes. Or you could do 50 days. So if you went live 5 times a day, you got 10 days worth. If you went live once a day for the next 50 days, you've got 50 days worth. But you should be going for attention. This is what it's about. And not bad attention. Go for good attention. Get your name out there. Get known for something. And that's going to work really well for you. So look, that's where we'll end it. I hope that's useful for you. Attention is the name of the game. And we'll catch up with you on Wednesday in the Property Cashflow Show. Come and join me for that. We go live every Wednesday at 12 noon in the UK time. And we'll speak to you then. All right, have a good day, folks. We'll speak to you on Wednesday. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.